We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, at LSU Tigers Voice on Twitter, joining us now. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. Christian Deuce, how are you guys doing?
We're good, man. Excited to get the season finale underway for LSU baseball tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon against Auburn. Chris, we were just talking about it right now. LSU sits at 15-12 in the SEC. If they get two wins against Auburn and two in the SEC tournament, do you think that's enough to get them a regional host site?
You know, I think so. I mean, we were talking about it on the air last night. We had a chance before the game to talk with Ben McDonald, Doug Thompson, and I. And we all kind of had the theory that you had to pick up a couple of big wins in Hoover. I mean, even if you got the sweep against Auburn, which has a higher RPI. And, again, you're hoping that the committee pays very close attention to the RPI. And I don't know how much emphasis they put on it, but I imagine, you know, they put some into it. But to me, it wasn't about just sweeping Auburn, which, again, is not easy to do. But even doing that, I think once you get to Hoover, the chances of playing another team in the SEC, considering how many teams have high RPIs, it's a chance to maybe solidify a chance to host. I've always said for the last couple of weeks that 18 wins puts LSU in the conversation in SEC play. 18 SEC wins, simply because this neck of the woods, this part of the country, the way they go to college baseball games, they know they can sell tickets at the box. 19, I felt like, was probably a shoe-in, and obviously 20, you're talking about being atop the SEC, and there's no doubt. So, again, I think if you do the math and you look at picking up two wins in Hoover, you know, going with your theory of taking two out of three at home against Auburn, I think that's a pretty good shot. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Chris, do you feel like this team is getting hot, or at least, you know, last night with the W and having the opportunity to close it out the right way at home with that home crowd behind you? Can this team get hot?
Two wins in a row, I'll tell you, is much better than five losses in a row. But to answer your question, you know, there's been a couple of moments this season where you felt like the switch had been turned on. And, you know, so I'm a little cautiously optimistic that that's the case with this team. You know, they got beat down pretty bad those first two games against Arkansas, 25 runs on 27 hits. There wasn't a whole lot of success at the plate and wasn't a whole lot of success on the mound. They were able to turn that fortune with what I thought was a great baseball game on Saturday against the Razorbacks in a tough atmosphere, big crowds. And, you know, they played great defense, had some sensational plays defensively, and got good enough pitching, and then the timely hit from Antoine Duplantis. What I liked about last night's game, which leans me again to be optimistic that maybe this is a little run by LSU as we've gotten accustomed to this time of year, is simply they got enough runs that I think with this pitching staff playing to their capability can win against SEC-caliber teams. And what I mean by that is seven or eight runs for this team offensively. If you get five innings out of your starting weekend rotation guys and can hand it over to Todd Peterson for long relief, Zach Hess for long relief, or even in a late closing role, I think that's a recipe for success for LSU against a very good SEC league. So that's what gives me the optimism. 3-2 win against Arkansas on the road, and then you get the win last night, scoring enough runs, playing solid defense, and again, getting enough pitching, although, again, last night it was kind of a Johnny Holstaff situation.
Chris, when you look at Daniel Cabrera, and I know he's always been a guy that can hit for power, but it looks like his swing's really starting to come together when you consider his power numbers over the last handful of ball games. He's got three long balls.
Yeah, Daniel's going to be a big key to this. I mean, if they're going to make any type of run that we've gotten accustomed to, it's going to involve Daniel Cabrera. And I think, you know, this year he would tell you, honestly, the strikeout total is a lot higher than he expected. I know from the coaching staff perspective, it's been a lot higher than they expected, especially the way he finished, you know, last year's season. I mean, he really came into his own midway through the year and then carried it out through the postseason. So, yeah, he's going to be a big factor. And he looks more comfortable again at the plate. He's waiting for his pitch. He's not pressing at the plate. And, of course, when he can barrel one up, we all know what he can do. I think Cabrera's key, and I think Zach Watson is key. When you look at those two guys and what they do at the plate, when they get consistent and they get on base and they can get the bat on the ball, LSU is successful offensively. So I look for Cabrera to continue that, and I'm hoping Zach Watson can kind of get into the groove that we've seen Zach Watson over the last couple of seasons.
Winding down with Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. And Chris, we had Paul Maneri on earlier, and we asked him about the amount of arm injuries, not just LSU, but across the country, that there seems to be a lot of guys getting injured, big-time pitchers. Georgia just had their guy. I think it was Emerson Hancock that went down, and Auburn, the team that's coming in, they lost two of their guys this year. He had an opinion of it's probably too much of a specialty sport these days, and they're playing it too much. Do you agree with that?
No, absolutely. I've been talking about that for really the last year or so. I mean, when you realize, again, I'm no scientist here, but now we're talking about injuries that can't be really defined by medical staff. I mean, if there's a tear, there's a problem with a tendon or a muscle or obviously a bone, I mean, they've been able to take care of that and have remedies for that at all levels of baseball. Now, all of a sudden, you see this arm fatigue thing come in, and I'm not saying it's phantom. I mean, it's a real thing, but you know, when you look at the rise in the specialty of baseball from kids 8 years old and up, I was astonished to find out how many games kids are playing at that age. And, you know, I've heard some people and I've seen some documentaries talk about it, and something tells me there's going to be more studies done on this, is that you talk about a kid that's growing up between the age of, say, 8 and 18 years of age, not only is there a lot of unnatural motion, especially for pitchers, but now you're talking about why your body is developing before you're throwing, you know, that many times a year. So, again, no scientist here, just my layman's opinion. I think that the amount of games they're playing, and let's face it, if you're one of the top players on the team, you're probably pitching. And when you're not pitching, you're probably playing shortstop or you're playing first base. Or, you know, so when you're playing 60, 70 ball games as an 8-year-old, as a 10-year-old, as a 12-year-old, I mean, I think there's only so much tread on a tire. And eventually when you get to be 18, 19, 20 years old, and you look at how many games you've played, I think it's maybe, you know, something they ought to look at. I'll end it with that.
Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Great stuff as always. Have a good call starting tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch.
Always good to be with you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, there he goes.
Thanks,
at
Chris.
LSU Tigers voice on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.